I was watching Maury the other day because it was just on, and this woman, she has a boyfriend, and he like works and provides for her, blah blah blah. And she went and got herself knocked up at a prison because she worked as a prison guard, and she had twins by this guy. So this guy, he's not even free. He's sitting in a cage, and he's perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend and getting him to take care of them.
That's because he gives her the Gina tingles.
That is some epic mating strategy. And she wins, too, because she wins because she gets a stable dude.
She wins, yeah. Like, she's got a beta male. She's got an alpha kid.
In that case, she wins and he wins and the guy loses.
Beta bucks, alpha sperm. That's where it's at, right, girls?
I screw him and leave him. I say, get out of my bedroom, poon tank, before you suck my life dry.
Trigger warning.
This is all white men have ever achieved or contributed to society or innovated or created. Everything.
Oh, everything. Is that all?
Before, the irresponsible vagina echo chamber of single moms are wonderful because...
That's how strong! Well,
they can do it all, but if they can do it all, I'd have all their hands in my pockets, where we're giving the most resources to the people who should have the fewest children, where we're taxing the intelligent people to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people, and gosh, society is getting worse.
Number 11, they acquire pets instead of putting them to work to land a quality man. When a woman gives up in life, she buys a dog.
Fur baby! Fur baby! It's my fur baby? My God.
Trigger warning, bats!
I have one simple question for the feminists out there.
Fur baby!
Why is it? Nearly 100%, I'm sure there's one or two of you out there. Why is it nearly 100% of the feminist careers require my tax dollars to subsidize?
Fur baby! Fur baby! My dog is my number one thing in life. Fur baby! Fur baby!
It doesn't matter what you think!
You know who doesn't have a lot of testosterone?
Women.
Women! Women!
You know who doesn't get anything done? Women!
Trigger warning!
Single moms are tough and Whoa. Independent.
Independent!
No, they're not. No, they're not even close.
It's a testament, just in general, to how you cannot rely on what girls say.
What?
It's sad. It's sad. No. A lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted or misogynistic. No, this is what it has been. This is the empirical data. And I'm not going to disrespect myself.
This can't be true.
Or the experiences of other men.
Can't be true.
Experiences. You don't rely on girls. They're unreliable.
That is so misogynistic. I've never heard such nonsense. You, bitch. All right, welcome. All right, we have enough of reading the newspaper articles for a little bit. Although, don't worry, there's plenty more of that. And then, oh man, have I got some stuff from the CSU Collegian. Just when you think college kids can't get any stupider, you're wrong. You are always wrong. But for right now, I just got back from the gym, so I'm in a good mood. I'm contemplating, after I record this, I need to take a shower, and I might go grab some Mexican food, because it seems like a good day for some Mexican food. That's probably racist or something. It's Latina food, but it's actually prepared by women, because they're oppressed, and so you should call it Latinx food. Fur baby. Where was I going with all that? Oh, any, just saying, I just got back from the gym and might go get some Mexican food. And anyway, until then, here are some white girl from North America problems. All right. If you're new around here, I have not read any of this in advance. That's always the rule when I do the E. Jean letters. None of this has been pre-screened. This is 100% initial reaction. Dear E. Jean, I have a quiet personality. I speak softly. I've tried to talk louder. Yes, because women have a problem talking loud. I've tried saying, quote, please hear me out, unquote. I've even raised my voice and said, please listen. And yet, 9 times out of 10, men interrupt and talk over me. Well, that's because you're not saying anything of value. I mean, what are you telling us? You're going to tell us about how strong and independent you are? Are you going to tell us about how you're fit at any size? Am I going to hear some shit about how I'm a... I mean, you're talking right now, and I'm not interested in hearing you because all you're telling me about is how men are oppressing you. Men are not interested in what you have to say. It has nothing to do with your volume. It has to do with the fact that no one gives a fuck. Excuse me. Men do not give a shit what you have to say. They even go so far as to tell me to, quote, calm down, unquote, when I've raised my voice and am in the middle of saying I would like to, quote, finish my thought, unquote. Sweetie, you don't have any thoughts. You are a thought. You don't have any thoughts. Why can men use a firm voice and talk over people, yet if a woman does it, they want her to shut up and listen? Because men, in some cases at least, are saying things that are important. Women, in almost no case whatsoever, are saying anything that is important. Okay? Telling me about how you got knocked up by a prison guard is not important. If a woman is assertive, she's considered a bitch and told to calm down. I'm beyond pissed. Okay. Well, first of all, why are you working with men? Why don't you get a job at a company that's staffed entirely by women? Because women can do anything. Why don't you start your own company, not hire any men? Why don't you surround yourself with women? Oh, maybe it's because you don't like being stabbed in the back. Because women will sit there and shut up occasionally when other women are talking, but the whole time they're knifing each other in the back. See, the advantage of men is we don't have to knife you in the back. We will tell you to your face to shut the fuck up. Right? I'm telling you right now, shut the fuck up. No one cares about your opinions. Whatever they're about, whatever it is, no one cares. Shut up. That's what you need to know. Why can men... There's not even really a question here. That's the really fascinating. In other words, is there a question? Why can men use a firm voice and talk over people, yet if a woman does it, they want her to shut up and listen? Okay, that's the only question in here. Here's the answer. Men can use a firm voice and talk over people because men are saying important things. You know why? You know men are saying something important because they're talking. Because if we don't have anything important to say, we don't fucking talk. And any man who talks without having something important to say is not a man. That's a soy boy. Let me tell you a story. Again, new listeners who haven't heard stories from the olden days. When I was in the military, and a number of friends, we got out of the military. One of the guys that I was friends with from in the military, he lived in Houston. And then I moved to Houston, and he and I ended up, he got me a job at the company where he worked. And we lived near each other, so we'd hang out a lot. Now, he was married. And we would get together. And sometimes his wife would be there. And we would sit there. And we'd go, like, for a while without talking or whatever. We'd be listening to music or reading books or whatever. And one day his wife says to us, because we're all sitting there, all three of us in the room, and his wife says to us something along the lines of, are you guys mad at each other? And we look at him like, well, no, why? And she says, well, because you haven't talked in over an hour. And we look at each other, we look at her, and one of us said something to the effect of, well, we just don't have anything to say. And what you women don't understand is that this is how men communicate, because you don't understand a lot of things, because you don't have self-awareness. And if you can't have self-awareness, you sure as fuck can't be aware of the world around you, okay? Women talk all the fucking time. Women are like sharks, right? Sharks, they have to swim. If they stop swimming, they die. Women, if women stop talking, they die. You talk all the fucking time. You can't stop talking. It's just, yeah, talk, 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 talk. And nothing of value is coming out. You're just talking because you have to hear the sound of your own voice to reaffirm to yourself that you're still alive and that you can still put selfies on Instagram and get attention from beta males. Okay? So when a man hears a woman talking, he assumes automatically, and he's right most of the time, she's not saying anything of value. On the other hand, a man, an actual real man, not a soy boy, not pajama boy, a man only talks when he has something important to say. I can hang out with another man and go a long time without saying anything. I don't have to fucking talk all the time. If I have something important to say, I will say it. Right? When Yoga Pants Girl and I are working together, we don't talk the whole time. I still haven't done the Yoga Pants Girl episode. I'm getting to it. One thing I said, she doesn't talk all the time. She can be quiet. It's kind of nice. Sometimes it's because, well, she can be quiet. I was just going to go on a tangent. I don't want to go on right now. She can be quiet. And we could work together for like an hour. I won't say a word to her. I look over there. Yeah, is she doing what I told her to do? Yeah, is she doing it right? Yeah, all right, good. There's nothing to say. There's nothing I need to say. She's doing her job. She's doing everything okay. I'm doing my thing. She's doing her thing. Everything great. There's nothing to talk about. And women just can't comprehend shutting the fuck up. And as men, we understand that women can't comprehend shutting up. Thus, we understand that most of the things you say have no fucking value. You're just talking to talk. So the first thing you should do, honey, is you should just shut the fuck up most of the time. And if you save your words for when they're really important and really impactful and really meaningful, eventually you could train the men around you to recognize that, oh, hey, when Betsy says something, she might be saying something important because Betsy normally just shuts the fuck up unless she has something really important or relevant or intelligent to say. But when you just run your mouth all the fucking time, you blend right in with every other fucking Instagram whore on the fucking planet. And no, we don't give a shit what you're saying, so shut the fuck up. Remember, girls, the only time you should open your mouth is to either A, put a man's dick inside of it, or B, tell a man that dinner is ready. Okay. Dear E. Jean, I don't watch porn. Okay, if you have to tell us you don't watch porn, it's probably because you watch porn. I don't watch porn, so I don't know what's considered normal. I wonder if she's read 50 Shades of Grey. My partner is a cartoonist and a sweet and gentle man. Okay, so in other words, he's not making your pussy wet. I found out that he watches videos known as facial abuse. Is that what that says? Facial abuse, where women actually vomit during oral sex. Sweet and gentle man, he's your boyfriend, sweetie. Oh, sorry, your partner. I don't even know what that fucking means anymore. My partner. I love when people use those kind of fucking phrases. My partner. Look, he's either your husband, his fiance, or your boyfriend. What the fuck is a partner? He's my partner. I haven't recovered from the shock. Because, oh my God, there's people who are different than me. It's all about tolerance and diversity, I bet. He's promised to stop consuming the violent stuff. Okay, he's lying to you. But I just discovered by accidentally stumbling upon footage on his computer. She accidentally stumbled upon footage on his computer. Okay, if it's his computer, that means you shouldn't be on it, much less accidentally stumbling upon things. That he filmed the two of us having sex without my knowledge. Yes, that's because he's covering himself in case you decide to accuse him of rape. Welcome to the world you have created. He apologized. Okay, he's still a beta. He claims he did it because he wanted to avoid watching violent porn and figured if he had a video of us, it would curb the impulse. I mean, I could almost buy that. I mean, I don't know. But look, I mean, again, I've never watched a video of myself having sex because, as far as I know, they don't exist. So I don't know if that would work. Like, I'm trying to think. Like, okay, if I'm... The whole allure of watching porn is that it's people I don't know. At least I think, to me it is. I'm just trying to think, like, if watching a video of me having sex with obviously a woman that I know, would I even get anything? I don't know. I don't know if I'd even get anything out of that. I think that might be painful. I've watched video of me acting before, and it's painful. Oh my God, I hate looking at myself. Anyway, let's enough about me. Let's talk about other people. This has traumatized me. Wow. He works from home and hardly ever leaves the house. We've been together for 5 years. How will I know if he's telling the truth? You won't know if he's telling the truth, and if it bothers you that much, you should leave him. I'm going to guess he has a lot of money. How will you know if he's telling the truth? You will not. If you're that fucking traumatized, move on. Otherwise, shut up and let the man watch his vomit porn. Those are your options, sweetie. Dear Eugene, just a quick reminder too. Just a quick reminder, because these are all upper middle class, rich white women from North America who virtue signal and all this other shit. They care and they vote leftist and everything. Just remember, right now, somewhere on the planet Earth, there are women who don't have access to clean water. There's women who are about to have their clitorises cut off. There's women being stoned to death because they went outside of the house without a man. And there's women who are wondering, is a missile launched from a flying robot going to come down right now and blow me up and kill me and my children? But gosh, these are the problems. These right here are the zero world problems of white girls from North America. Kind of puts it all in perspective, doesn't it? I got so, oh my God, her partner watches vomit porn. She just doesn't know what to do. Oh my goodness. I don't know, why don't you get a job? Then you could leave him. Otherwise, shut the fuck up and keep parasiting off of him, sweetie. It's a cartoonist. I wonder if this is Scott Adams' girlfriend. Dear Eugene, my future daughter-in-law is a wonderful young woman who has brought happiness into my son's life. Okay, anytime a woman compliments another woman, you know woman A is about to put a knife in woman B's back. That's why woman A is complimenting woman B. It's just like in the South, and one woman walks up to another and goes, oh, bless your heart. You are so beautiful. Like, bless your heart as the deepest, deepest insult you can throw at anybody. Whenever you see a woman telling another woman, oh, bless your heart, get ready because there is about to be blood. There's going to be buckets and buckets of blood. Lady Macbeth will have nothing on what's going on. It's about to happen right here. All right. So we've just established that there's about to be some fucking backstabbing. Hang on, I'm getting distracted. Give me a second. Let me close fucking email. All right. Dear Eugene, my future daughter-in-law is a wonderful young woman who has brought happiness into my son's life. She's warm, genuine, and fun. She has a great career. Okay, there's a problem. And is driven and organized. Being with a woman who is strong and decisive seems to suit my son. He's equally charming and kind, but more low-key, less driven. Everyone adores him. That being said, here come the knives. He's also kind of a baby. He likes to be mothered, and his fiancée does plenty of it. She takes a mothering tone with him as if he were 5 years old. I tried talking with him about it once. He said I was in the wrong, so I backed off. Should I try again or just cringe and watch my friends cringe when she treats him like a child? Should his dad and I approach him as a team? Wow, there's actually a dad involved in this one. There's the father is still around. Well, that's kind of impressive. No, sweetheart, because it's not your fucking concern. You had your chance to raise the kid, and now you need to shut the fuck up and go away. No, you should not approach him. You should fuck off. And even though, see, notice how this is crouched. A couch, that's what you sit on. Notice the way this is presented as, well, you know, should I talk to my son and he lets blah. This is actually an attack on the girl. This is an attack on the daughter-in-law because the mother is threatened by the daughter-in-law being more of a mother than she is. So that's reading between the lines. So no, sweetie, no, this girl, she's younger than you. She's prettier than you. She's thinner than you. Your son is in love with her. They're both adults. You need to shut the fuck up and crawl back under your hole. You had your chance to raise your child. It's over. Shut up. Dear Eugene, I'm in love with a man who lives with his brother and his brother's girlfriend in a big house. I live in a house about a mile away with a roommate. We've been together for 4 years. One day I'd like to live with him, and I'm growing tired of the back and forth between homes. He says he wants to live with me too, but he doesn't seem to want to make room. So do I dump him to make room for a man who wants to make room? Should I relax and just enjoy what we have, or do I give him some sort of ultimatum? Yes, threats will always work in relationships. No, he doesn't want to live with you, because if he wanted to live with you, he would live with you. See, men, when a man wants to do something, men go forth and do it. For example, I want to record a podcast right now ripping on white women from North America for having these insubstantial problems and needing the shit beat out of them. So I'm doing that right now. I'm doing what I want to do. Okay. When I want to go, if I want later to, I wanted to go to the gym today. I went to the gym. Later on, I may go eat some Mexican food. If I decide I do want to go eat, I will go do this. Okay. Men do what they want to do. Once a man has decided I want to do something, right? When I decide I want to go out and get rejected by college girls, I will go out and talk to college girls and get rejected. Okay. Men do what they want to do. If a man says to you, I want to do something, then he doesn't do it. He's not a man. He's a soy boy. You're getting what you deserve. If living with a man is that important, then it's probably time for you to move on, because he probably just considers, he's either a soy boy or he's an alpha and he considers you a fuck buddy and he's got a couple of other girls he's banging on the side. All right. Now this one looks really long-winded, and while I normally don't pre-screen these, I might have to pre-screen that one because that looks really bizarre. What the fuck is this? Right, I'm not sure these should be in this pile. Just throw that over there. What do I got here? All right, here we go. Dear Eugene, I've been sneaking away for long lunches with a married man from my office. He tells me he loves me. I tell him I love him. And this has been going on for a year. Knowing I was doing wrong and that he'd never leave his big-time bread-winning wife, I broke it off and had a date with a wonderful new man. My married friend turned up the charm. I couldn't resist. And we started all over again. Because women are so, what about the girl code? You guys may remember that letter where some girl wrote in and said, this other woman wants to have sex with my boyfriend. Isn't she violating the girl code? No, there's no girl code here. There is a girl code. The girl code is stab other women in the back and fuck their men. But recently, I saw him talking to a new girl from PR. Whoa, wait a minute, hold it. So let me see if I can guess where this is going. So the married man that you've been fucking might fuck another girl, and now you're going to be upset about this. Am I right? Let's find out if I'm right. Let's find out if I'm right. Recently, I saw him talking to a new girl from PR, and yesterday they went out for lunch and never returned. Yes, because you know exactly what going out for lunch means, because you went out for lunch with him multiple times. I was so distraught. Okay. I was so distraught that a guy in my circle of work friends tried to comfort me. Okay, once again, girls, and this is why you shouldn't be in the workplace. This is why you can't be taken equally. This is why you shouldn't be allowed to fucking vote. You have been fucking a married man for over a year, and then you went off and fucked another guy, then you went back and fucked the married guy again, and then when the married guy fucks a woman who isn't you or his wife, you become distraught. I sure hope you tell me why you're distraught over this, because I'm baffled. You were a fucking fuck toy. You were something he shot a load into. Why are you distraught? Let's find out. Okay, I was so distraught that a guy in my circle of work friends tried to comfort me. This guy probably wants to fuck you. That's why he's comforting you. He said he knew of my affair because the bastard would brag after each of our encounters to all the guys in the office. The asshole even showed them pictures of me half-dressed that I'd sent him. Oh my God! Once again, girls, I can't believe he's showing people pictures of me half naked. Oh, where did he get pictures of you half naked? Well, I sent them to him. Oh, really? Do you fucking stupid cunts actually think? I mean, I can just, my God, 20 years from now, when 18-year-old girls are running for office or getting jobs, do you girls really think that all these naked pictures you've sent to everybody on the planet, that all these men are just going to sit on these? Of course, if you send a fucking picture of your tits hanging out to a man, of course he shows it to other men. Are you actually that? Yes, you are that stupid. Why am I asking the question? If you don't want the entire male population of the planet Earth to see pictures of you naked, then don't send pictures of you naked to men. Because not only will men show those pictures to other men, they will also put them on the internet. My God, you women are dumb. And the worst part is that you think you're so goddamn intelligent. You think you've got it all figured out. You think you understand men. You think you're smarter than we are. And yet you don't understand the most basic fucking concept. It's like me putting this podcast on the internet and going, oh my God, did you know that Frank Servi told some other people to listen to my podcast? And oh my God, Adam Piggott, do you know Adam Piggott fucking linked to my podcast on his website? Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm shocked. Guys, don't put shit on the internet if you don't want people to see it. Fucking Christ, you stupid fucking bents. I can't believe I was so stupid! Exclamation mark. I can believe you were that stupid. You have a vagina. You were fucking a married man that you work with. You're very, very stupid. You are excessively stupid. And probably part of the reason you're stupid is because you're a white woman from North America, and for your entire life, everybody around you has kissed your ass and bailed you out. And so you've never fucking learned from your mistakes. I'm still crying over it all. I loathe him. Right, because you're not getting the dick. I can't stand working here. That's what happens when you fuck people you work with. Maybe you should have thought about that. I can't look at his face anymore. But my salary is so generous, I don't think I could find another job that pays as well. Is there any other way to deal? So you can't find another job, which means that the only reason you have this job is because you sucked somebody's dick. Because if you actually had competency to match your salary, you would be able to take that competency and go someplace else and get the same salary. So we're telling us here that you think you are allowed to fuck a married man, but the married man is not allowed to fuck other people. You're telling us that you don't understand how the fucking internet works. You're telling us that you're an affirmative action hire or you got the job because you had sex with someone. You're telling us you're not very smart. Suck it up, Buttercup. Dear E. Jean, I'm in a very tense situation that needs prompt attention. My vibrator has run out of battery power. No, that's not what it says. I recently found out I'm pregnant. Yes, because no one's ever been pregnant before. You're the very tense situation. You're the first. I'm pregnant by a man I'd been dating for 2 months. You don't have, yeah. I mean, it only takes one sperm cell, sweetie. Obviously, things had moved very fast after he declared his love. But then he began to reveal himself, borrowing money from me, stealing my credit card. Hold on, I gotta move the microphone. I'm just laughing too much. Yes! Oh, do it! Way to go, man. Yes! Dude. Dude, if a woman's dumb enough to loan you money, do it. Borrowing money from me. Yeah, don't you girls hate it when men treat you the way you treat men? Isn't that the worst? what a novel concept. All right. Borrowing money from me, stealing my credit card, and erupting in anger at people in my life. Complicating matters further, I am recovering from thyroid cancer and facing some serious health issues. Oh, so you are an easy target to manipulate and get a hold of your money. So in other words, the guy scammed you. Bravo. Bravo for him. But when I first saw the pregnancy test pop up positive, I was very happy. I imagined a life in which my Jekyll and Hyde boyfriend could hold down a job and be a good dad. Oh, so he also can't hold down a job. See, the total alpha, this is exactly what women are attracted to. He can't keep a job, he's borrowing money from her, he's stealing his credit, her stealing her credit cards, probably treats her like shit, and she's spreading her legs for him without birth control, because this is what women are attracted to. Now I've learned he has a history of domestic violence and alcohol abuse. Oh, please. I'm willing to bet you knew that. That was part of why you were attracted to him. And doesn't consistently take his medication for his several mental health problems. Once again, you chose to spread your legs for this. You were sitting there going, wow, who would I like to get impregnated by? This is who you picked. What does this say about you, sweetheart? I've kicked him out twice and called the police. I'm at the point at which I never want to see him again, but... See, I'm at the point where I never want to see him again, but... But... If I have the baby, will I have to deal with him forever? Subject my child to his erratic behavior. Well, no, because you can be a single mother. You can be strong and independent. You don't need no manfish bicycle. In fact, you can find some beta male who will marry you and support another man's sperm. There's a whole bunch of white knights out there who are just desperate to find themselves some fucking mentally, physically ill, stupid bimbo like you who got knocked up by a piece of shit and raised that other man's sperm. There's all kinds of men out there who would love to marry you just to signal to everyone what wonderful, compassionate men they are. I'm 32, so you hit the wall, With the cancer recovery still in progress, and though I'm afraid I'm not ready to be a mother, this could be my last chance. That part's true. This could definitely be your last chance. And hey, it's a good thing you wasted your last chance on the sperm of a man who has mental problems and can't keep a job. Great job, honey. Great fucking job. I can't figure out why I don't think women should be allowed to vote. I'm baffled. Absolutely baffled. I must be a misogynist. I'm weighing whether I should terminate this pregnancy, you should, or give birth and deal with the violent father. Please help me decide what to do. Time is of the essence. No, it's not. You can murder the child all the way up until 5 seconds before it spits out of your vagina. So anyhow, this one actually has a follow-up. So E. Jean writes her response, and then anyhow, the person wrote in. Here is the follow-up. Hello, E. Jean. Thank you for checking in on me. I am having the baby. Oh, God. I'm 10 weeks. I don't know 10 weeks what. 10 weeks pregnant or 10 weeks due. Anyhow, it took me a while to understand your advice and separate my feelings for the baby from the daddy. I haven't talked to him. I have plenty of time to figure out if he will fit into the equation. Okay, given his track record, if you still think he's going to fit into the equation, you're an idiot. Alcoholic, domestic abuse, stole from you, can't keep a job, mental health issues. How is this a question? Oh, that's right, because you're a dumb fucking broad. Because despite all of this, he still makes your fucking vagina wet. And you're 32 years old, your vagina doesn't have a lot of wetness left in it, right? I mean, how? How is this? How would you sit there and go, hey, I wonder if I want this man to be around my child? Oh, that's right, because you women care about the children so much. I'm focusing on how to be a cool mommy and juggle my career with the baby. So far, so good. I'll keep you posted on how the little P develops. She wants to be a cool mommy and juggle her career. Because they don't give a shit about the kids. She cares about being a cool mommy and juggling her career. Dear E. Jean, I've fallen in love. All right, well, this can't go anywhere good. He's intelligent, attractive, and successful. Okay, once again, something's going to be wrong. Otherwise, you wouldn't need to preface with he's intelligent, attractive, and successful. We do fun things together. We trust and respect each other, and we share similar sexual desires. So what's wrong? I don't know. I wonder what's wrong. Let's find out what's wrong. My oldest friend has moved back into town. Over dinner 4 nights ago, she ignored me and zeroed in on my boyfriend. Oh, there's the women fucking other women's husbands and boyfriends again. Gosh, girls, this sure is a consistent fucking theme, isn't it? And yet, none of you can figure that. I can't believe another woman would have sex with my boyfriend. I'm shocked. You girls, you can't figure this out, can you? Women fucking hate other women. You spend your entire fucking lives trying to figure out how to get other women's men's dicks inside of you. Why are you all walking around in denial? See, here's the thing. Men don't do this. Men walk around and go, yeah, dude, that guy's my best friend. If his girlfriend was really, really hot, I'd fuck the shit out of her. I don't care that I'm friends with that guy. See, we're honest about it. You girls, you because you don't have the self-awareness, you're just delusional. I can't believe another woman would have sex with my boyfriend. I'm shocked. What about the girl code? Fucking Christ almighty. How can you girls be this fucking dumb? It's a rhetorical question. You don't have to answer it. I know how you're this dumb. Okay, I felt like someone who'd set up two single friends. My partner, no, my partner, once again, my partner. Is he your boyfriend, your fiance, or your husband? If he's not one of those, then go fuck yourself, okay? If some woman's like, yeah, this is my partner, that would be a clue to me that I need to start finding a new girlfriend, okay? So if you're referring to this man as your partner, don't get upset. And I don't know where this is going because I haven't read it. But if he fucks your best friend, don't get upset because he's just your partner. My partner noticed I felt left out and he constantly hugged me and so on. But it was impossible to steer the conversation away from her and her flattery of him. Wow, damn, I mean, sounds like she's gonna fuck your partner. The next day, when I confronted her, she said she was shocked that I was jealous and that it was my problem, not hers. Well, she's right, your jealousy is your problem. Once again, he's your partner, whatever that means. He's not your property. You do not own him. Okay, you do not control his body. It's his body, his choice. If he wants to use his body to flirt with your best friend, it's her body, her choice. Okay, she can use her body to flirt with your partner if she wants to. It is your problem, sweetheart. It's your problem that you're jealous, and it's your problem that you're not woman enough to keep this man interested in you. You're probably fat. You're starting to hit the wall. You're getting a little dumpy. Have you cut your hair short? I mean, what's going on? When's the last time you sucked his dick? Do you cook him fucking dinner every night, or do you have a career? How many fur babies do you have? This thing you women have where you think that just because a man is sexually attracted to you for 3 seconds or something means he's supposed to stay attracted to you for the rest of his life. No, 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 no. What are you not doing that makes it such that your friend can show up and compete against you and win for your partner's attention? That's right, but you women never contribute to your problems because you're objects, not agents. All of this is the fault of the patriarchy. She even advised me not to show my concern because it would make him feel imprisoned. Last night, when he had us both to dinner, this was planned the first evening, she talked about herself all night, typical woman, and was in such raptures about every detail of his awesome apartment that she wouldn't stop going on about it, because women never stop going on and on and on. And, oh yeah, this is the same friend who took my last boyfriend. Okay, so not only are you overweight, hitting the wall, cut your hair off, unable to keep the attention of your partner, but you don't have pattern recognition skills. The woman who stole your he stole your last boyfriend. Well, this guy's not your boyfriend, he's your partner. So there's a woman who stole your boyfriend, and then years later, you invite the same woman to meet your partner, and you're shocked that she might be looking to steal your partner. No, sweetheart, you deserve everything that's happening to you. Everything that's happening to you, you deserve it. You have no pattern recognition skills. You have no self-awareness. You don't deserve a boyfriend or a partner or a fiance or a husband. You don't deserve anything except for about 7 fur babies. You deserve to die alone and miserable because you're a fucking moron. God, I'd love to see pictures of these two women. What should I do? Trust my instinct? Believe that she's only being friendly? Just stop inviting her when he's around? I think by this point the two of them have exchanged phone numbers. I don't think they need you anymore. Or have another honest conversation. I feel it's happening again right in front of my eyes, but I also don't want to be paranoid and controlling. it is happening right again in front of your eyes. And once again, you're letting it happen. You know why? Because women, in addition to not having self-awareness, women love drama. Your friend loves the drama of stealing the men who are dicking you. You love the drama of having your friend steal the men who are dicking you. Both of you are drama attracted attention whores. Neither of you give a flying fuck about the man. Both of you love the drama. Dear E. Jean, so what should she do? Nothing. She should let her friend have sex with her partner. I shouldn't say let, because she can't stop it. She should sit back and enjoy the ride as her friend has sex with her partner, because that's going to bring the fulfillment that her drama needs to be satisfied. Her need for the drama is greater than her need for this man. I almost did a William Shatner impersonation there. Dear Eugene, my good taste in furniture has done me in. After several weeks of seeing a cool girl, I'm still sick of the word cool. She's 28, I'm a 32-year-old guy. She called a sudden halt to our dating. Yes, because women will do things like that because they're insane. Even though she was always the one more excited about our connection, when she saw the new coffee table I just bought on Craigslist, she broke up with me. Okay. What happened was this. When she walked into my apartment and discovered the table, I launched into the funny story about how I thought the seller was gay and he was flirting with me. By a total coincidence, she'd given the table to her ex-husband 2 years before, and he was in fact the very same seller. So her ex-husband was gay. She divorced him. Oh my God, hold on. Whoa. She divorced him because she was suspicious he was homosexual.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I mean, maybe the whole being gay part was a tip-off. I don't know. Okay, she divorced him because she was suspicious he was homosexual. She ended our relationship on the spot, saying she wouldn't be able to see me anymore, and she was, quote, broken in terms of men, unquote. No, she's broken. That's what she is. She's broken. I realized the weirdness of the coincidence, stoking up old hurtful memories. I got rid of the thing. Why? Have given her a few weeks of space, and now I want to reach out to her. Okay, you are gay because you just used the phrase reach out. Okay, anytime someone says, I just want to reach out to you, that is gay. Even if it's just in the spectrum of getting to know her better? Wait, what? Even if it's just in the spectrum of getting to know her better. Haven't you been dating? Well, several weeks. Why do you want to get to know her better? She is an amazing woman. Oh my God. No, dude, all women have vaginas. There's nothing special about this one. They are completely inter-fucking changeable. Please stop. She's an amazing woman. How should I approach this? Okay, first of all, no, you don't want to get to know her better. You either want to fuck her or not fuck her. Now, let me try to digest this. Give me a second here. So you bought the table from her ex-husband. She'd given the table to her ex-husband 2 years before. So it's the table she gave to her ex-husband who is gay. And because you bought that table from her ex-husband who is gay, she said she can't see you anymore because she's broken in terms of men. She can't see you anymore because you bought the table from the ex-husband who was gay. Now, I can make some leaps of logic, but I don't understand. Is she afraid that, like, the table is carrying a gay virus and you're going to turn gay? Or does she think that if a man likes that table, that's an indicator that he's gay? Is she homophobic? I mean, I don't get it. And if she's such a cool girl, and if she is, quote, an amazing woman, why did she break up with you because you bought a coffee table? See, that doesn't sound like somebody I would describe as a cool girl or an amazing woman. Not only is she obviously broken, I think you might possibly be broken also. Yeah, let it go. Find a woman who isn't broken, or at least, you know, less broken. Everybody's broken a little bit, okay? Not everybody, even me. Everyone is broken a little bit. We are humans. We are flawed. We have brain chemistry. We're all broken a little bit. But this chick is broken way more than you need to deal with. You need to fucking move on. All right, dear Eugene, I'm happy with my... Okay, so there's your first indicator. She's not happy. I'm happy with my loyal, kind husband and father of my newborn, but I can't get my college boyfriend out of my mind. I stalk him on Facebook and dream of us getting together when we're super old and both our spouses have passed away. Is this cheating? No, this is not cheating. This is just called being a woman. Of course. Your college boyfriend is an alpha. The guy you're seeing right now, the guy who shot some sperm inside you and impregnated you, is a beta. You're hanging out with him because he's providing for you. Of course you want an alpha. No, this is not cheating. This is what women normally do. You get knocked up by the prison guard and then you marry a beta. Now, I mean, we're just assuming that you're kind of, well, you said he's the father of your newborn, but you know, I haven't seen a paternity test. I stalk him on Facebook and dream of us getting together. No, you're just a normal woman. Women are incapable of loyalty. I've been saying that for years now. People call me misogynist. Yet, oddly enough, what I'm saying is true. Women are incapable of being loyal.
Fact. Hey, women, you shut your mouth and make babies.
And she won't. She'll be stalking her ex-boyfriend on Facebook. And what can you do about it? You have to spank her ass. That's what they need. They need spankings. You need to beat a woman's little posterior. Spank that
what
ass.
Is
what?
Beautiful in a woman.
What is that, Clary?
What
tell
is
us.
Attractive in a woman.
Yeah.
Is defined by men.
No, I thought it was
it
orange hair.
Straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
No, no, being fat.
To me by accident. It's just a wild case of immaculate conception. I can't believe I have to bathe these kids. They should be able to dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good tech.
I work for a nonprofit.
Guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit gig.
That's how men are. Because we're a bit more goal-oriented, women are all about protecting their feelings, especially the feminists.
Really?
They're not about production. They're not about reality. They're not about progress. They are all about lying and then gaining on that lie for political advantage.
They're all about talking all the time, because if they stop talking, they'll die. They have to talk. Talk. My feelings. Oh, my God. Becky, did you see my, oh my God, I can't believe Becky is trying to have sex with my partner. Oh my God, I was fucking this married man. And oh my God, the married man fucked another woman besides me. I'm devastated.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.